All right, with MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, talking now with Essex Tech's hockey coach, Mark Leonard. And coach, we talked earlier in the season. You were very optimistic about how the season had begun and how it was going to look. And almost halfway through the season, and tell me again, how optimistic are you? Because you're off to an incredible start.
Yeah, we are. The kids are playing well. We're undefeated, 7-0-1. Like I said earlier, they're an extremely close bunch. They work very hard, and they're very motivated. And the good thing is that we're still fairly a young team, and a lot of our top players are sophomores and juniors. So hopefully we can continue to play well this year. And we got the meat of our schedule coming up with Shawshin and Davis in about a week and a half, and so we'll see what we're made of.
I want to get to that, Mark, but first of all, your goals for, goals against is ridiculous. Your offense is tremendous. Your defense is even better. Tell me a little bit about each.
Yeah, I tell you, our defense, all good-sized kids, and not only are they good-sized kids, but they move the puck well and they can all skate, and they've just been tremendous. And of course, with Kyle Meehan in net, it makes us even stronger. But my main four defensemen are a senior, Cam Doherty. He's one of our captains. He's had a tremendous year. And then we have a junior, Armani Booth. I think he's about 6'3", 220.
Whoa.
And then we got two sophomores who play a ton, Mason Sutcliffe from Peabody, and then Riley Sobozinski from Salem. And I've been fortunate to coach those three, the last three I mentioned, since they were about 8 years old, and so it's nice to see them develop the way they have.
Mark, you coached for so many years at one place with kids coming out of the same community. What is it like to have this conglomerate with kids come from all over the North Shore, and how do you integrate those kids together into this team?
Yeah, it's tough. It's great. Don't get me wrong, it's great because we can draw from a lot of towns, but the tough part is I don't really know who's coming in year after year. Like when I was at Peabody, I knew for the next 5 years who was going to be coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And they come in. We obviously they skate, and I see them skate over the summer. I can watch them play once they get in, and you kind of have a feel of what you have. And then we take an overnight trip. I've done it. I did it for years at Peabody. I've done it since I've been here at Essex Tech. The first week of the tryouts, like we pick the team on Wednesday, and literally we take off for the weekend and have a couple scrimmages. So they get to know each other. Not only the kids, but the parents. When you're in a town, everybody knows each other. But at a place like Essex Tech, they're from all over the place, and so it's a good chance to get to know each other and I think it helps us a lot, with the chemistry of the team.
Yeah, it's tremendous. And let me ask you about academics, Mark, because I know, as a high school coach, that's part of the deal. These kids have to not necessarily sign a contract, but they have to, sort of pledge to the team that they're going to commit to doing well in school so that they can play. How is that organized or evaluated or assessed with your team at Essex Tech?
Yeah, well, I tell you what, the great thing about Essex Tech, and I can't speak for other schools, I'm sure some do it, but they have, a website, Aspen and Schoology, which you can literally go on and check their grades every day. You can tell if they had a test that day, you can check their scores. School is strict. You have to carry, I think you can only fail one class and play a sport. So it's tough. And you know what? The way the school is set up, they have school 1 week, and then they do their trade the next week.
Mm-hmm.
So they stay on top of them. And the teachers are the great communicators. They're always letting coaches and parents know how their kids are doing and if there's an issue. So, it's just a tremendous school, and it's growing. And I feel very fortunate to be a part of it.
Oh, you've always said that. And the thing is that's almost like having eyes in the building with that that website deal. It's almost like you're there.
Yeah.
So, and I have to bring this up, Coach. Your son is playing on the team. He's doing very well, and it's got to feel good that you can integrate all that stuff and still go home tonight or at night and have a dinner together.
Yeah, exactly. It's special. I'm not going to lie to you. I've coached him, and a majority of these kids for many years, and growing up in youth hockey, in my Coyotes program, and at Peabody Youth Hockey, and but it's special. It's and he's a good player, and honestly, it was tough for him last year being the coach's kid, but fortunately, he had a great year. He had 12 goals last year, so he kind of proved himself on his own, and this year he's just really taking off, and I think he's a lot more comfortable, and like I said, it's a great group of kids, and they all get along, and they do stuff together, and they're winning. You know, winning cures a lot. If we were 0-7-1, there'd probably be a lot more issues. But
well, it's got to feel
it's special. It's special.
Yeah, and it's got to feel good when he stands out on his own. Now, let me ask you, Coach, about the season so far. A standout win. I'm looking at some of these wins. Northeast is a big one. I'm looking at Marblehead. That's a big one, although it wasn't a win. It was a tie. And then also
Swampscott. It's not like a win, though, to be honest.
Well, I was going to ask about that and Swampscott. Tell me about those games.
Yeah, the Marblehead game, honestly, we played a tremendous game. We got down 2-0. You would think that kids would fold. Got back in it, then got down 3-1 late in the game, ended up pulling out the tie, and then honestly, the last 5, 6, 7 minutes of that third period, we really dominated them, and the same thing with overtime, we just couldn't buy a goal. So I was extremely proud of them for that, and, they're one of the premier programs around every year, and for us to skate with them, that was great. And then, Swampscott, my buddy Gino, he's got a real good team this year, good players, and to beat them pretty handily was that was nice too. We're a good team. How good we can be, I'm not sure, but we're very deep. We have three lines of kids that can play. We got four tremendous defensemen and another two that get in there that are very good and can play. They're good goaltending, so we're not where we want to be yet, but I feel really good about what we've done. We're not overlooking teams that we should handle, and we're getting up for big games. With the teams that are really tough. So we'll see. Like I said, we're a very good team. Let's see where we can go with it.
Tell me a little bit, Coach, if you would please, about one of your lines. If you have a top line, and I know that's hard to define sometimes. It changes from week to week sometimes. But tell me the interplay among the players and how they work with each other, maybe one of your lines.
Yeah, so, basically we have two lines that have done a bulk of the scoring. I call them 1 and 1A.
Mm-hmm.
We take turns starting them different games. So the first line would be Anthony Bacenti. He's a sophomore from Peabody. He's playing left wing. He's playing center, I'm sorry. On left wing we have a senior, Larry Graffio, from Linfield, and on right wing we have a junior, Logan Casey. Good speed. Logan Casey's actually leading the area in scoring right now. They move the puck well, they see the ice well, very unselfish. And then the second line is my son Brady. He's a sophomore. He's playing the middle. Got a junior from Woburn, Chris Maher, on left, and then a kid my son has played with forever, named Jaden Vargas from Peabody. He's a sophomore. They move the puck extremely well. They move without the puck. They give and go. They're smart players. They don't turn the puck over much, and they score. And Logan on the first line is right now has 21 points. He's leading the area, and Brady on the second line has 19 points. We get balanced scoring. The third line has chipped in a bunch with. We have a senior, Brian Swayzik, with a lot of experience and a lot of speed, and he's playing with a couple of freshmen, Teddy Tesoris from Danvers and Ben Rahal from Beverly. Tremendous talents, too. They can skate. And so we get a lot of balance. We're getting a lot of scoring. But we just have a lot of speed. We have some kids who can move the puck. And that's helping us a lot.
Oh, it's got to feel so good, Mark, to do what you've done and to build this program. I mean, how long have you been there now?
This is my fourth season.
Fourth season, and each year gets better and better. And again, I've asked you this before, but tell me a little bit about your assistants, because you got something really dynamic going on there.
Yeah, well, my number one assistant is Paul Costa, and he's been in hockey forever. He's been with me for about 25 years. He coached over with Eddie Burns in Arlington.
Oh, wow.
And he's the voice of reason, you know. believe it or not, I still get hot sometimes. he's always the voice of reason, and he's awesome. He's very knowledgeable. He was a tremendous goalie in high school and college, and so he coaches my goalies, but he also coaches my defense. And then my other, and he's from Peabody, and my other assistant, Donnie Collins, he's from Saugus, lives in Wakefield. I played with him at UConn. He was a good player, and he's very knowledgeable with the game, and we have a good relationship. You know, what I like about them is they're not yes men. Like, mm-hmm. they're going to tell me if I'm doing something wrong, and they're not afraid to suggest something. You know, you don't want guys that are just saying, yep, that's great. You know, they're not afraid to speak their mind, and it works well with us, you know.
That's good. Well, that's the mark of a leader, obviously, when you want the loyal opposition. All right, Coach, what's next for you guys?
So we're off this weekend. We have Minuteman next Wednesday, who we handled pretty good the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to get through that, not overlook them and get it done. And then the following week, we start. The schedule really start kicks in. We play Shawsheen Monday, Martin Luther King Day,
mm-hmm.
and then right back Wednesday we're playing Danvers. So it's going to be a tough week, and we got to get ready for it.
Who do you look as the biggest challenge in the league? Is Shawsheen among them?
Yeah, Shawsheen every year. They're kind of like we have been the last few years. They just never go away. They get a ton of kids there. They have a great coach, Chuck Baker. Good friend of mine, and they're tough, and they play us tough. And the league has gone through us the last 4 years,
mm-hmm.
us and them, and so we expect them to be very tough. Lowell Catholic now is in our league, so that's going to be tough. You know, they're a strong team, and they draw kids from all over the place, and so could be a three-team race this year. We haven't played either one of those teams yet, but. You know, we will. They'll be great games.
I'm not going to ask you the last question, Mark. I'm not going to ask you what your weakness is, but what do you consider your strengths?
I think our strength is definitely our speed. You know, on the back end and the forwards, we got kids who can skate and they move the puck well. That's really our strength. We got a ton of speed, and that helps us get. You know, pressure on other teams' D, and we force a lot of turnovers, and we have speed where we can separate from other players and
mm-hmm.
get us some opportunities, two-on-ones and breakaways and stuff like that. And our goaltender, Kyle Mahan, he's,
mm-hmm.
he's one of the top goalies around, and doesn't hurt to have one of those.
Who's your quarterback on defense who brings it out of the zone? Is it Cam?
Yeah, Cam is really. He's tremendous. Great hands. He can skate. Also, Armani Booth is a big, strong kid who can skate and has hands for a big guy. And then you get the other two. Riley Sobozinski probably is one of the top skaters in the area as a defenseman. I mean, he can absolutely fly. And he's young. He's learning. But those guys play quality minutes. And they're a big reason why we get so many odd man rushes, because they can skate and they
wow.
can move the puck.
Coach, so happy for you and for the kids and for Essex Tech. It's an honor to talk to you guys as always. And we'll talk to you soon. Meanwhile, good luck next week.
Rick, thanks for everything as usual.
Thanks, Mark. Be well. Stay safe.
All right.